The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now though, fires in bin lorries and waste sorting centres are costing at least 100 million euro over the last 3 years, and the waste industry believes that vapes are largely to blame. Conor Walsh is Secretary of the Irish Waste Management Association and he's here with me in the studio. Good morning, Conor.
Good morning, Claire.
This is a big problem.
It's a huge problem, yeah, and it's a global problem, not just in Ireland. It's the biggest issue for the waste industry across Europe and probably across the world. And look, it all comes from the fact that lithium-ion batteries, which are in vapes, and they're also in power tools and garden tools and laptops and phones, they're inherently dangerous. They're hazardous because they've got a solvent. So they've got strong electrodes and a flammable solvent in between. And when they break and there's a spark and they start a fire, it gets out of control. It gets hotter and hotter and hotter. So with the small vapes that we, you know, small batteries we get in lithium-ion vapes, each of them is not that dangerous. They're quite depleted, but there's so many of them. We accept zero in our bins across the board. Even street litter, there should be zero. They should all be taken back to the vape shop. But there's 31 million going on the market and only 1 million is going back to the vape shops.
Right.
So we're getting 30 million in our bins
every year. So should they be going back to the WEEE scheme in the same way that electrical appliances are supposed to?
Exactly, yeah. All batteries and all electrical goods should go back to the kind of stores that sell them. So if they don't sell vapes, they probably won't take them back. But the stores that do sell vapes have to take them back and people should bring them back. And we'd like to see that incentivized, actually. We'd like to see, you know, people getting money back for getting a discount for taking them back, as opposed to, you know, there's no incentive for people to take them back.
So they're throwing them into the bin. And what you're saying is that when they break, that's when the problem occurs.
Yeah, exactly. So the first thing we do when we get anything in our bins is we compact it into the back of a lorry. So that compaction alone can start a fire if there's batteries in there. And then we bring these materials to facilities where we sort the recyclables or we sort the general waste. It's very often shredded. One of the first things that happens is shredded. And so when it's shredded, you get this battery
broken. That's when the problem is happening.
Yeah, so
even if you tried to sort these things out from the rubbish, it's often too late because the damage has happened in the truck.
Yeah, yes, exactly. And we've had like individual fires in trucks. Very often the waste gets emptied out and the truck, we don't lose the truck. We just dump it on the street basically and clean it up because, you know, to save the truck. But when a truck does go on fire, it is a big issue for society as well. You may remember there was a truck went on fire on the M50 on the bridge only last year, and rush hour held up the city for hours, you know. So it's a society issue, not just a waste management issue.
So talk to me about the costs then. Where do you get this figure of 100 million over 3 years?
Yeah, we surveyed our members. We have 70 members. I responded from 37. So look, it's not the full picture, but I got figures of 80 million and I rounded it up to 100 million because I know it's not the full picture. But it was 50 million last year, you know, and that's between, it's mostly the facility fires, but also the costs, like our members spent 10 million on fire suppression and detection systems last year, really high-tech systems to try and deal with this. But look, the numbers are a problem, and I know the government is trying to fix it in terms of the health issues around this. So the Department of Health has the single-use vape bill going through the Oireachtas right now.
So that bans the disposable ones?
Yeah, it doesn't, unfortunately. It's supposed to because it's aimed at single-use vapes.
Uh-huh.
And what, of course, the vape industry has done, and the vape industry is highly irresponsible, I'll say, because they're supposed to be responsible for what they're putting on the market, but they've been highly irresponsible, putting a hazardous material on the market. And then when they're being told, we don't want disposable vapes on the market, They continue to make them, but the single-use disposable is now becoming a multi-use disposable. So you use it 5 times and then dispose of it. They're designed to
so you can recharge it.
Yeah, recharged. But you run out of fluid, and then they're developing a new one where you can put in the fluid and a coil into a a vape, but they still want a disposable because they're selling the fluid refill for almost the same as the new vape.
Right. So you've made a strong charge against the industry there, saying that they are irresponsible. What do you want them to do?
Yeah, exactly. Well, firstly, we'd want them not to produce multi-use disposable vapes, to produce only reusable vapes. That's what the legislation was designed for. And those reusable vapes are much more expensive and, you know, the less attractive to young people. So that's what the bill is aimed at.
And you're not going to be putting them in the bin. That's your primary concern.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing, is that the vape industry needs to take back the vapes, and they need to incentivize the take back of the vapes. Mm-hmm. You know, they need to have a return scheme of sorts. It doesn't need to be as complicated as a return scheme.
But if you have a truly reusable vape, you're not going to be throwing it into your black bin at home into the bin on the street. That's what you want to see happen.
Absolutely,
right? You want to
get
them out of the bins. Yeah. But if you are going to have some sort of a returnable, reusable thing, that you're getting a bump back. So it's sort of like the bottle scheme.
Exactly, but it could be simpler. So one thing we've suggested is that, look, if they're selling a vape for one price, if you don't bring back a returnable, you don't return one, you pay €5 more. And then that money can go into the scheme, into the EPR scheme, Extended Producer Responsibility Scheme. That can pay for the recycling of these materials and further collections and advertising and communications and all of that. Like, they're not communicating on this subject, which is what they're supposed to do.
But should the state not be putting the pressure on rather than your organisation? Because you're laying this all at the door of the vaping industry, but could the government do more to help you?
Absolutely, yeah. The government is trying to fix all these issues through the single-use vape bill. I've also heard of another bill that is being discussed in Cabinet where they are talking about only having vapes available that are tobacco flavour and that are not coloured. And we think that's a great idea. You know, if you're a smoker, and I used to be a smoker, and you're going on to vapes, you don't mind the taste of tobacco. If you're a young person trying to take it up, you're not going to be that attracted by the taste of tobacco. You're going to be attracted by the lovely flavours they offer.
The strawberry and the bubblegum and all the rest.
The government is doing plenty in fairness, but we're just worried about this single-use vapes bill, that it's actually going to create a bigger problem, because we won't have 30 million vapes in the system. We might have 5 or 6 million, but those 5 or 6 million will be more dangerous. And that's what's happened in the UK, because they've been put in the bins with fully recharged batteries. And that's much more dangerous than a depleted battery.
I see what you mean. So if the thing is charged, it has no liquid in it, it's no good to the user, but they're getting rid of it, and it's highly dangerous for you.
We're going to have a bigger problem. Like in the UK, they're saying it costs €1 billion a year to the waste industry in the UK, this issue with batteries. Now, it's not just vapes, it's all lithium-ion batteries. Uh-huh. And power tools are a big issue. And everything thrown into a skip that has a battery in it is a big problem for us too. You know, it's not just the vapes. But it's their problem became worse after they had the single-use vapes legislation. And we're introducing the same legislation now, and we know we're going to get a worse problem.
Right,
it's not going to solve the young the attraction to the young people, because the young people will now get five times as much fluid for three times the price. It's better value for the young people.
Andy says, he's been in touch, put a €10 deposit on every disposable vape like they do with the bottles of natural gas. I mean, it is that kind of a scheme that you think will make a difference.
Yeah, ideally, we'd love if batteries were redesigned to start with, because they're designed as to be hazardous and they don't need to be. They could be redesigned. But that's not going to happen quickly or easily. And then it's ban disposable vapes altogether is number two. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, while we're kind of waiting for those things to happen, we need them to go back to the vape shops, and we need the other batteries going back to the electrical stores, any batteries going back to electrical stores or to shops. Wherever they sell them, they take them back. And that's what we need.
What's this doing to insurance costs in the waste industry?
Yeah, this is one of the reasons why we haven't been talking too loudly about it, because they're just going up and up and up. And the more we talk about it, the worse it gets for us. So yeah, the insurance, it's adding millions to the bills.
So every fire that happens in a truck or in one of the facilities increases the risk, obviously, if you're an insurer. You're saying you're trying to keep quiet about it, but really you're fighting against the tide there, Connor.
Yeah, no, absolutely. No, look, I think the great example is, it was a horrible thing to happen, but everybody saw what happened in Glasgow. You know, train station, busiest train station in Scotland, built in 1851, completely destroyed by a fire that started in a vape shop. And you could see the pictures where they're actually in the vape shop trying to put out the fire, and they can't, because it got this thermal runaway. It gets hotter and hotter and hotter. So all the effort that went into put out that fire, and they couldn't put it out. And you see that massive impact on society. So, you know, I think the vape industry has to take responsibility for the damage it's doing to not just us, but to society in general.
Are there warning signs advising about the vapes, as a listener? Surely this is basic. We only hear about batteries. People are not thinking about vapes. But I think a lot of people will be surprised to hear just how flammable they are once they're damaged.
Absolutely. And we don't blame the public, because the public are not being given any information and they're not being encouraged to take it back to the vape shop. So, you know, that's what the producer responsibility scheme is supposed to be doing. It's supposed to be telling people what to do with this, asking people, encouraging people, incentivizing people to bring it back to the store. Mm-hmm. And they need to collect 31 million vapes, not 1 million.
Okay. Listen, while I have you here, how's the return scheme going from your point of view? Are you seeing many disposable bottles in the waste?
We are still getting some bottles and cans.
Do you take them back and get the money back for them?
No, we can't. They're crushed.
Can you not?
No, we tried. No, they're crushed. They're crushed. No, it has. I mean, it has impacted us, definitely. But it's, trying to get to, ultimately, Ireland needs to get to 90% recycling of, you know, the plastic bottles by 2029. And it looks like we will with this scheme. I mean, we'd like to still work with Return, and we'd still like people to we'd like to get value out of the material that we have, actually, and we'd like to be part of the scheme. At the moment, mm-hmm.
It reduced the bottom line, didn't it, for your members?
It did, yeah,
because
yeah.
You don't have as much recycling material.
Yeah.
The other side of it is, which we heard from Dublin City Council, was people rifling through the bins to find the bottles to return. Does that affect your members as well?
No, it's more a street sweeping issue and a Dublin City Council issue.
And people aren't going through private bins looking for bottles, in your experience.
We don't see that. It's commercial bins. It does affect us. People go to collect bins and there's rubbish all over the place and mm-hmm. they have to deal with it. So, yeah, it is an impact.
And how could you be more involved in the scheme? What do you think might be the answer there?
Well, we contribute to the recycling rate for the scheme, for the bottles and cans and all that. So it would be good if we could work with Return for our figures to count towards their figures, and for they to help us, you know, with
so
the
you're
costs.
You're putting in, but you're not getting anything back out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Conor, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for coming in. That's Conor Walsh, who's Secretary of the Irish Waste Management Association. And the number for your messages, I'm sure plenty of people will have lots to say about vapes and what they're doing in the waste industry in particular. 087 1400 106. We'll take a break.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.